Welcome to Travel Talk Today with your host and founder, fast start to slow travel expert, Sharon Ann Hamilton.
I'm sure you have 1,000 questions to ask Annie about clothing and about packing. I know I have. Be sure to write them down and send us an email or comment on when you can on YouTube or on the podcast series, because I think it's really important. One thing that I know of is I have always had a tendency to overpack, and I find myself coming back home with things I have not even worn, but I carried for weeks and weeks, and I felt pretty dumb and short-sighted because I didn't figure it out. So Annie's here to help us figure it out.
Sharon Ann, tell me about that photo that you sent me, the one with the ripped jeans.
Well, what do you want to know?
So you want to wear the ripped jeans to the conference?
Well, I was not going to wear them in the convention center at the conference, but I was going to wear them on the airplane.
Okay. Have you thought about the fact that even when you're on the airplane, you're making connections that might even be at the conference, for instance?
I did not think about that. I just thought they were fun.
Okay, they're fun, but it's okay, to be honest, it's not something.
No. Just tell me this. When can I wear them? Never?
I'm just going to say it honestly and boldly. No. Ripped jeans never have a place in a professional woman's wardrobe, unless, of course, it's for yard work. And I know that's being really judgmental. Everybody has their own way of dressing. So if that's how you want to show up, that's great. But I'm just going to say it like it is. It's just not professional. And which leads me to a point, actually, because the way that we've been conditioned to show up is really like little kids playing in the sandbox. And we don't even know how to dress professional anymore. And I'm not saying you don't, because I've seen your wardrobe and you have great style choices. So it just kind of shocked me when I saw that photo of you with the ripped jeans.
I'll see, these are my ripped jeans right here.
Okay.
So I promise you, in the interest of dressing professionally, that I will not wear these where a professional could see me.
Okay.
Okay, they're out. So what about this? I don't know if you can see it.
So the video lighting is okay. That is lovely, but I think you can do better. As I mentioned, I've seen your wardrobe.
Yes.
And the pieces that you have in it. And I think, honestly, you can do better. Why do I say that? Is because it's long, it's kind of shapeless, it's gray. It doesn't have, so you want your pieces. Okay. You're going to a 3-day conference. Let's start with this. What's your intention for this 3-day conference?
To be comfortable and warm. Because sometimes in these meeting rooms, they put the ice freezer on and I hate to be cold.
Right. I totally get it. I hate to be cold too. Aren't you going to meet people there? How about for your business?
So let me explain. So this conference is a national conference of people who are like me. We're mm-hmm. going to learn things that can help our business go further.
Okay.
So it's not about connecting with someone who can become a client unless they become a client in my side business.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what it's about.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that, because you don't know, Sharon Ann. You could be going to something where you think, I'm just learning, but you don't know if God will open up doors to other people that could further your business and open up doors for you that you didn't even think were possible. Okay. So that's how you need to be thinking.
Okay. So that's absolutely, I don't know if you can see it. I don't know how to make it visible. Okay.
Yeah.
So this one that is really pretty multicolored tunic, totally transparent, is probably not appropriate.
Nope. I'm not going to scream at you this time, but it's a nope.
What about this cute shirt right here?
It's a possibility. The video is pretty blurry.
Ah.
Okay. Okay, I want to just stick with the point that I was making.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Before we dive in. So from the moment that you step through those doors of the conference, you want to be able to make those connections. And when you're in clothes that your intention is just to be comfortable and warm, you haven't raised the bar enough to be noticed. So when you're not noticed, it's like you fade into the paint, you know? No, you don't want to do that.
People there, but I don't want to fade into the paint.
No, you don't want to do that. And being ignored is worse than being criticized. At least you're being noticed. If you're being ignored, there's a scientific study that was done on this. And they've come up with the data that people that are ignored and overlooked, they are 40% less engaged in their activity, whether that's at work or at a conference or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when you're noticed and highly engaged, that's when you're really going to be present and excited and sit up and pay attention and learn as much as possible. So you have tons of wonderful statement pieces in your wardrobe. Let's start with the jacket and work our way from there. So this is what I've done for the purposes of this video. And I didn't really test this out on camera. I've got a jacket, which I'm hoping you can literally feel the fabric mm-hmm. through the camera lens. It's velveteen.
It looks like a rich velvet.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not just black. And normally I don't wear black, but it has a fabric that you can literally feel. It gets me noticed every time I wear this jacket.
Okay.
So I can change this up a whole bunch of different ways just by adding a beret, for instance, and a scarf. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I can take simple pieces. And this is just a tea thing. Mm-hmm. You know, one white t-shirt and a open work shirt underneath. But when you add the jacket, you know, it's got a kind of rich, luxurious feel to it that gets you noticed. Mm. That's when, then you can work from there. You can take all kinds of things and add to it.
So one of my goals in knocking on your door about clothing is to be able to pack everything I need in a carry-on suitcase in my bag. Right. I don't want to take for 5 days, 2 days of travel, 3 days of conference. I don't want to take five bottoms and five tops.
No,
that doesn't bode well for the how heavy the suitcase is. Even if I could stuff it all in. And then the other thing is, this relates exactly to my podcast of Travel Talk, because on Travel Talk, people always want to know how to pack right for whatever occasion they're focusing on. Today, we're focusing on a business conference, but it may be a pleasure trip. It might be a sightseeing trip. It might be a family party of some kind, like a wedding. Well, that's a whole different workshop here with you, Annie. But the idea is to pack for what you want the result to be, where you're going. So I am going to a business conference. It takes 2 days, a day there and a day back to travel, and 3 days of crazy mad learning, daylight to dark. And I just want to be comfortable and warm and noticed. How's that?
Totally. Totally. So I'll share one more thing about this outfit. Can I just grab a cashmere sweater for a second?
Yes.
Okay. Because you want to be ready for all scenarios, right? You don't know if it's going to be blazing hot. You don't know if it's going to be stupidly cold, right? So yep. Give me a second. So what I have here is, okay, you got to think like this. So I have this basic white t-shirt, right? I don't know. Can you see it okay?
Yes.
So let's say I get to the conference. It's really hot.
Yeah.
I now have this. I could dress it up with a scarf.
Yes.
Right? And that just, however you wear that, a whole bunch of different ways, it could just be very chic and elegant. I could add this thing to it. And I'm not just wearing something really basic. I've taken basic things and made them so that they look really professional, clean, and classic. Now, I could take the same concept if it's really warm. Sorry, if I'm really cold, or not just too cold, but I could show up like this one day. The weather is promising to be a bit colder, and I don't know if it's going to go really cold or what, but now I'm ready because I could take off this piece.
Yeah.
I could put the cashmere sweater over top. If I needed more warmth, you know, imagine for a moment that I'm wearing the cashmere sweater. Now I could put the shawl over top. I got so many options. I could take the blazer, layer all those things. And I just have a few pieces in my suitcase and I'm ready for anything. And I have a pair of jeans on right now, but I have a leather skirt in this color. So all I would need are the two bottoms, the jeans and the leather skirt, pair of trainers, because that goes with anything. I could add stockings, like tights. And then I'm ready for all seasons. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then also play with things like earrings. For instance, if I were to put the cashmere sweater on, then I could kick things up with a different pair of earrings.
I see that.
And the cashmere with the velvet blazer. Now I'm ready for dinner. I might even pack a pair of heels because then I'm really ready for a nice fancy dinner.
Okay, so what shall I show you of what I put out already?
Well, what's your favorite jacket? And I love the jacket that you have on right now, by the way.
It's not really a jacket. It's kind of a tunic. And it's a name brand, but it feels like it looks like a bathrobe. So I put the belt on and then I took it off. I take the belt off. And I don't know if you can see my back up. Nope, you can't. It's about just below knee length.
That's great.
So it'd be a goer.
Yep. So where I would potentially take you with this is if you had a turtleneck that you could wear, and then you can layer the, you know, slightly lighter color than the gray or blue in the tunic, right? Yep. You could put that underneath the shirt, then wear the shirt over top, then the tunic. And so you got a bunch of different layers and you're ready for everything. And then, you know, think about a scarf that you could put with just the turtleneck and white shirt, and maybe add a blazer to it if you wanted to.
Yes. Now let me show you what else I have found. Okay. First of all, I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah.
So it's black and white.
Yeah.
It's also a name brand. And I found this the other day.
Oh, that's lovely. It's a bomber.
Well, yes. And it's made something like very shiny but heavy satin, something like that.
It's hard to see. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So I have that. And then I have this one, which I wanted to show you, but it's a Western cut. So that's probably not a business look that I want to emphasize. It has a top stitching on it. It's turquoise. And anyway, it's nice, but I'm going to say no on that. Then I have the quintessential white shirt.
Yep.
Plain white shirt that's fitted, well fitted. And I have some very nice navy long slacks. Can you see that?
Yep. And they're in black, right?
These are navy, but I also have a black pair. And then I got out this. Looks like handmade crochet, but I don't like the color.
Yeah.
So much. Anyway, and then I'm showing you everything and then you tell
you
me.
You are.
And then this scarf, I absolutely love, and it's long. It's really long silk, and I can wrap it around 10 times, I guess. And these colors could go with a white shirt, the black pants. So I think I like that.
Okay.
Then I found this scarf recently.
That's beautiful.
But it's not a long one. And I know I can do these lovely things like you do. Mascot, right?
Okay. What is the most colorful jacket that you have?
This
that
is
great.
With lace on it.
I love that one.
And the buttons are shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And the collar is high. And it's got ruffles at the top.
Hold that thought for a moment.
And it's short.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
I've seen that jacket in person. Wear it. Feel like $1 million in it. So that I would say is probably a number one choice. That with a probably that classic white shirt. That's a very crisp, cool look, or crisp professional look. And with dark denim jeans, pair of funky shoes, you can't go wrong.
Okay.
And were you thinking of wearing a skirt or?
Well, I have not decided yet. I have a velvet skirt, but it's much too hot for the place I'm going in the late summer.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So how do you feel about taking this jacket with you or wearing this jacket to the conference?
It might be a good travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm going to do something casual in between the teaching, because I can throw this on again with a white shirt.
Yeah. And here's some more reasons why I would go with that. It's casual, but you can easily elevate it with the right things. You could, so Sharon Ann.
Yes.
I've got some things to show you. I can't recall what you have for earrings, but you okay. could go with something like, let's say, dinner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You could wear pizzazzy earrings. It doesn't take much to dress up a piece like that.
Okay.
Heels. You have dressier shoes.
I cannot do heels.
Flats or just a nice shoe.
Okay. The nice shoes I use are like Mary Jane's.
Can you show me?
I have feet challenges. I don't know if you can see.
Is that
something that looks like velvet here?
Yeah.
Suede.
Okay, 100%. Okay. That's your shoe.
That's my shoe. And am I wearing, with this jacket, am I wearing black pants, which I have? Or
yeah, you could do a trouser pant. That would be lovely. Or even black denim would be lovely. Trouser pant would definitely set the bar higher, meaning you would stand head and shoulders above what a lot of people are wearing.
These are something that looks like jeans. It's hard to find long for me, but anyway, they have a leather looking pocket in the front on each side.
Oh, wonderful. Is that like a trouser? So it's more of a wider pant?
This is a navy blue one, which goes with everything. It looks like velvet. Mm-hmm. Just, I like the versatility of it because I can tip it.
Yep.
And let me put my scarf on. Oops.
Now, I'll just be honest and say that if you were to wear that scarf with that jacket, it would deter or detract, it's probably a better word, detract from the simplicity and the elegance of all that's going on down here and at the front of the jacket.
Cool, you, would
be,
yes.
You would be completely hiding it.
Got it. We won't wear this together.
So do you have something simpler, for instance, like a piece like this that you could wear, for instance, just like that?
Short one?
You could wear it like that. Oh, yeah.
So I went to a concert, just letting you know.
Yeah?
Yesterday. And I wore this scarf, and I know people looked. We didn't get into business conversation, but let me see. What happened. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago, right? To the side like that.
Yeah. See, with the linen shirt that you're wearing, not so great because it looks, well, it's okay, but it would be
not fitted anyway.
Cotton. And the shirt that you're wearing, I love it. I love linen. But what I am saying is with the crisp cotton, that denim jacket, it just would knock it out of the park.
Okay.
Can you take a bunch of hats, Sharon Ann?
Well, it depends on if they can fit into my suitcase without getting wrecked.
Fair enough.
And then the other thing is, I'm not really too sure that, do I want to wear a hat inside of a class around business?
Why not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
And I feel your pain because sometimes I shrink back as well. What does it for me is a little beret. And when I wear those, I feel great even inside.
I happen to have a beret.
I know.
So these things you're talking about are, what do you call it? I don't want to say tricks. They have universal application.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, I could just mess with it, but anyway.
Yeah, you really have to mess with it a bit, but it's great. Even you could put a little pin right here.
Yeah.
I wish I could just reach through the camera, but I love it.
You want to adjust this and touch it.
Yeah. So, you know, you can, if you can imagine for a second, just a little pin right there.
Yeah.
It just adds a little bit of personality.
So can I show you the other I thought I had?
Sure.
And this one, I think I sent you a picture of. It's a big shirt. Let me see if you can see that.
Yep.
And again, it's a layering piece. I can layer the heck out of it. But I don't know if this is appropriate or good for conference shirt because it's long. Other things underneath it. I can wear t-shirts underneath it if I want, but I don't want to look like.
So one thing we haven't approach with you yet is, let's say it's really cold in there. They don't adjust the air conditioning. And do you have then something akin to a cashmere or a wool sweater that you can just drape around you like this?
Yes.
That's in keeping with, you know, the blue and the hat and the scarf that you're wearing.
I'll show you one idea. This is not wool or cashmere.
Yeah.
Because, well, anyway, what it is the rough silk. And it's quite large, as you can see.
Okay.
And I have worn it for one of my heirloom treasures, I guess. And I can wear it as a scarf.
Oh, yes.
A scarf or a throw, or I can wear it 1,000 ways and it does keep me warm.
Yeah. Okay. That's going in your suitcase.
Okay.
Do you have room in your suitcase for one more blazer?
I don't know if it's a blazer or not, but.
Or even a sweater. Is there like a evening soiree, some kind of dinner?
There's only a cocktail party. And, I can wear this as a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I like the belt. Wear it with the navy pants.
Okay. You could also wear that for dinner.
Yes.
Again, bring out some bling with your earrings.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me see. You said I have room for another blazer. I'll show you. The color ones are this one.
That one feels a little like midwinter to me.
It's heavy lined. Yeah. This one also is heavy lined wool.
Okay. That one's beautiful. Actually, can you try that on?
It also is long, like a tunic. It does not have a collar.
It's gorgeous. How do you feel in it?
I love it.
As you say that with a frown.
Not frown.
Right. Okay, the scarf. Yes, please.
The scarf?
Now you can work the scarf, Sharnan.
Yeah. Oops.
And the reason being is there's great simplicity right here.
Like this. So what I have to recap and is I have two scarves and something for warmth, multiple earring, and a hat, maybe two hats, and black pants.
Okay, the white hat. Can you throw that on with the blazer that you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Okay, maybe not.
I would not wear this shirt with this blazer.
But I'm just trying to imagine. No, I can't see the white hat with the blazer. The white hat kind of evokes a summer neutral. It's better.
And this blazer.
Yep.
And then this one, the black one. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a satin, like silk satin. And it's a bomber look.
Try it on. It might, because introducing the red.
What?
It's introducing the red blazer. It's good, but not everything works together really seamlessly.
Right.
Oh, that's fun.
Can't see it, but long sleeves.
Yeah.
It's like this. In the middle.
Yep. Okay, that's a hit with a crisp white shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Gorgeous.
I can do that. I love it. So the red doesn't work with all the other things that I have.
It just makes things a little bit more complicated, not as seamless.
Okay. And the white hat, no.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go later. That's section one. In section two, I'm going to pack everything in the suitcase. And then we'll look at, make sure that we have everything.
So you'll stop this recording? Okay.
I'm going to, but let's just tie it up with some. So not everyone travels and is going somewhere on business. So if I am going to work, let's say, well, one of the things I teach, of course, is affordable travel. And one of the platforms we use is house sitting. So if I'm just going to go stay at somebody's house for a month and I don't need business type clothes, of the pieces you saw, is there anything you would recommend?
All of it.
Really?
All of it.
Yeah, okay.
Are you traveling to Europe?
Well, I'm traveling to the East Coast.
No, but if you're pet sitting, house sitting in Europe?
Sometimes.
All of it is relevant for Europe.
I get it.
Yep. Especially the beret and the scarf and the shawl. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Reconnect.
That sounds great.
Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. To learn more about Fast Start to Slow Travel or send an email to Sharnan for more info and updates on the upcoming workshop.